know that you have notes, but that's not where God's leading. So we're going to back off the notes, and we're going to approach a different topic tonight. Just as we were worshiping, and just really all day, God has been laying things on my heart, and I can't keep them in. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Lord, that you love us. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, your truth is truth. And that your truth is the only truth. Lord, we thank you that we can stand in your truth. Lord, and that your truth is a firm foundation. Lord, a foundation to build a house on. A foundation that when the floods come, Lord, that house won't be washed away. Lord, I thank you that your word is a mighty fortress. Lord, I thank you that you uphold the righteous. We love you and we pray together. Lord, I pray that you would fill me. I pray that you would speak through me and give me your words. Lord, I love you. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. We are, if you will turn to the book of Acts. Chapter 5, verse 27. Can we turn the lights on a little bit? Acts chapter 5, we're going to start in verse, let's just start in 21, the second half of that, and I'm going to read all the way through to verse 42. When the high priest and those who were with him arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, which is the Jewish government. It's the Jewish Supreme Court. They convened the Sanhedrin, the full Senate of the sons of Israel, and sent orders to the jail to have them brought. But when the temple police got there, and them is the apostles, but when the temple police got there, they did not find them in the jail. So they returned and reported, "We found the jail securely locked with the guards standing in front of the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." As the captain of the temple police and chief priests heard these things, they were baffled about them as to what could come of this. This is right after the apostles are sitting in the jail, and they're worshiping God, and he just flings the doors open. And they say that the Sanhedrin's gathering at the temple complex, and they're going to judge the apostles. So they say, okay, well, go to the jail and get them. Go to the jail and get them. So they go to the jail and they say, they're not in the jail. We don't know where they are. The jail's locked. We don't know how they could have gotten out. So they were baffled about them as to what could come of this. Someone came and reported to them, "Look, the men you have put in jail are standing in the temple complex and teaching the people." The very thing the apostles were just thrown in jail for, and then God releases them, they come out and they're preaching in the temple complex, nonetheless. Then the captain went to the temple police and brought them in without force. They just come in. The police come and they say, "Hey, apostles, come on." And they say, "Okay, we'll go." No resistance whatsoever. Then the captain went with the temple police and brought them in without force because they were afraid the people might stone them. When they had brought them in, they had them stand before the Sanhedrin, and the high priest asked, "Didn't we strictly order you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to bring about this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you had murdered by hanging him on the tree. God exalted this man to his right hand as ruler and savior to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. A Pharisee named Gamaliel, if you'll find out later that this Gamaliel is the very one that teaches Paul, Saul, when he taught him. A Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was respected by all the people, he stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered the men to be taken outside for a little while. So the Sanhedrin just, the apostles say, "We will not obey you. We will preach the name of Jesus, whether you kill us or not." And it says that the Sanhedrin is so angry that they want to kill them. They are enraged to kill the apostles. And Gamaliel says, "Take these guys out. Take these guys outside for a second." And Gamaliel said to them, "Men of Israel, be careful about what you're doing to these men. Not long ago, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a group of about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, and all his partisans were dispersed and came to nothing. After this man, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and attracted a following. That man also perished, and all his partisans were scattered. And I now tell you, stay away from these men and leave them alone." He's saying, okay, these two guys, Theudas and Judas the Galilean, they both stand up and they rally people to themselves. And they say, "Come follow us, we're doing this, we're doing this." And the people follow them. It says that Theudas had 400 people. And what happened to him? Well, the Jews gathered around and they killed him. And it says the people just dispersed. They just left and nothing came about of it. It says the same thing happened to a man named Judas the Galilean. People gathered to him. He was killed. People scattered. And nothing ever came of it. But listen to what Gamaliel tells them in verse 38. And now, he's telling the Sanhedrin, who's ready to kill the apostles, he says, "And now I tell you, stay away from these men and leave them alone. For if this plan is or this work is of men, it will be overthrown." He's saying, just like Judas the Galilean and Theudas, if these men are not of God, if these men are of men and they're doing the work of man, it's not going to come to anything. He says, 39, "But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You may even be found fighting against God." So they were persuaded by him. After they called in the apostles and had them flogged, they beat them. He says, okay, if this is of man, it's not going to last. But if it's of God, you better be careful that you're not fighting against God. It says that they brought the apostles in after they beat them, after they flogged them, and they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and released them. Then they went out from the presence of the Sanhedrin, the apostles, after getting beat and people breathing threats against their lives. It says, and they went out from the presence of the Sanhedrin rejoicing that they were counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of the name. Every day, in the temple complex and in various homes, they continued teaching and proclaiming the good news that the Messiah is Jesus. That is not our text for tonight, but that gives us some background as we go to Psalms. I want you to understand Gamaliel and his advice. He says, if these men, these apostles who preach Jesus, if they are of men, it's not going to last. It'll just shrivel up and blow away in the wind. It'll be nothing. But if it's of God, be careful, because you will not be able to overtake these men. And you will find yourself fighting against God. And you see the apostles' reaction after the Sanhedrin had them beat. They come back to the temple complex every day after they told them, do not preach in the name of Jesus. They come back every day and they preach in the name of Jesus. We're in the book of Psalms. Psalm 1. And I want you to see why these men, these apostles, these eyewitnesses of Christ, these disciples of Christ who walked with him, fished with him, slept next to him, I want you to see why they did what they did when faced with persecution, with certain death, with beatings, with being hated by men. Psalm 1. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of sinners, or join a group of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that bears its fruit in an in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not survive the judgment, and sinners will not be in the community of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. The call of the message tonight is this. When you're faced with consequences for standing up for what is true, when you are faced with a battle, when you are faced with fighting for what is right, fight for what is right. Stand on the Word of God. Stand for truth. Stand firm in His Word. And this is why. How happy is that man? The man who stands on the Word of God. How happy is that man who does not follow the advice of the wicked? He says, you're all telling me to do this? You're telling me to do that? No. I'm going to do what the Lord says. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked or take the path of sinners? He says, all of you are doing this. All of you are about this. Everyone around me is about this. I'm not going to be about this. I'm going to be about the Lord's work. I'm going to be about what the Word says. I'm going to be about truth and standing firm in it. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked or take the path of sinners or join a group of mockers? He says, how happy is the man who doesn't join the crowd and say, that guy's quite foolish. That guy's quite foolish for standing up for that. That guy's quite foolish for following God. He says, no, I'll not join that crowd. For how happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked or take the path of sinners or join a group of mockers. Instead of doing all these things, instead of listening to evil, instead of doing evil, instead of mocking the righteous, he says instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction. And he meditates on it day and night. It is his everything. The Lord's word is everything to this man. The Lord's instruction is everything. And he forsakes the world. He forsakes the things of the world. He forsakes all of the things that the world can offer in light of the Lord's instruction. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night, all day long, all night long. The Lord's instruction is in his heart, and it's his delight. It's not a chore. It's not a burden. It's his delight. It is his everything. It is his food. It's his sustenance. It's his nourishment. It is everything. It is his delight and joy. He, this man, the man who does these things, he is like a tree planted beside streams of water. You think about that tree planted by streams. It's always got water. It's going to grow with deep roots, strong roots. And when the wind comes and blows, it's not going anywhere. You may shake its limbs a little bit. Some old limbs may fall out, but that tree's not going anywhere because it's got strong roots fed by streams. And it bears its fruit in its season. It will continue to grow. It will produce fruit, even though the wicked are saying, don't do that. Even though people are mocking him, even though people are saying, hey, come join us. He says, no, I'm going to be about the Lord's instruction, whose leaf does not wither. This tree is alive and remains alive and strong. This man who delights in the law of the Lord. Whatever he does prospers. Why? Why is it that whatever this man does, why does it prosper? This is why it prospers. Because the law of the Lord is his delight. And what the Lord wills to do, he does. It always comes about. And when his delight is in the Lord, he always prospers because God always comes through. God is a strong arm, and he always comes through. Whatever he does prospers. The wicked are not like this. They're not like a strong tree with deep roots, green leaves, abundant fruit. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Chaff is when you harvest wheat, when you harvest a grain of the field, and you separate the grain from the stalk and the useless. You take the grain and you put it in a barrel. You put it in a bowl, and you put it inside. You keep it out of the elements. And you know what happens to that chaff? Blown away. It's gone. It has no roots. It has no life. It has no fruit. It has no strength. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not survive the judgment. They're not going to stand before God because their delight is not in the law of God. It is not in the Lord's instruction. Rather, their delight is what? Wickedness, sinfulness, mocking the righteous. Therefore, the wicked will not survive the judgment, and sinners will not be in the community of the righteous because their delight is not the law of the Lord. Their delight is in their flesh. Their delight is in what this world offers. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. Gamaliel says, I wouldn't touch these men if what they're doing is not of God, if it's of this world, it won't last. It'll just blow away like that chaff in Psalm 1. It'll just gone. He said, be careful, because if these men are of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. Why? Because they are like a tree planted beside streams of waters, who yields fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither. And whatever he does, it prospers. If these men are of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. What is of God lasts. What is of God stands the test of time. What is of God will last longer than this world lasts. And when the day of judgment comes, when the Lord Jesus comes and he judges the living and the dead, those things that are of God, they will last. Those things that are not of God, they're gone, blown away in the wind, consumed with fire. But the gold and the treasures stored up by obeying God and delighting yourself in the law of the Lord, it will be refined by fire and it will come out the more pure. When you have a decision to make, follow God. Listen to these people. Follow God. Act like these people. Follow God or they're going to make fun of me. There's no decision. There's no decision. For the man whose delight is the law of the Lord, he is like a tree planted beside streams of water, which bears fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and everything he does prospers. The wicked, they are not like this. They are like chaff that is blown away in the wind. Be like the man who delights in the law of the Lord. Do not be like the wicked who despise God. Stand on truth. Live your life in truth. No matter what the cost, because they guarantee you it will cost you something. You go back to the story in Acts. What happened to Peter? What happened to the other apostles? They were beaten. Moreover, all of them were martyred. All of them were killed. Peter was crucified upside down. Did he prosper in this world? No. I wouldn't say so. Is he prospering now? You better believe it. Because his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates in it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside streams of water who bears fruit in its season and whose leaf does not wither. Be like that man. Delight yourself in the law of the Lord. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, that your word is life. Your word is light, and it shines in the darkness, and it dispels the darkness, and it exposes sin, and it exposes evil. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you, Lord, that when we delight in your instruction, Lord, that we prosper. Lord, not because it's our doing, Lord, but because it's your doing. Lord, no man can overtake you. No man can overcome you. No man can come against you, God. And we thank you. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that, Father, that you are our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in time of trouble. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, we thank you that as a father has compassion on his children, so you have compassion on the righteous. For you know what man is made of, remembering that he is dust. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you that you are our advocate. You are fighting for us. Lord, we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.